The Southeast Alaska Power Agency owns the Tyee Lake Power Plant near Wrangell and the Swan Lake Plant near Ketchikan, along with transmission lines that can send electricity from those plants to any of the three communities. SEPA's Director of Special Projects, Eric Wolf, told that agency's board of directors this month that demand for the hydropower this year is well under capacity.
We have way, way, way more resources than load. This morning, we had the lowest load ever, below the range of the existing control system, 4 megawatts. We had less than 25% of the capacity of one machine as our total deliveries this morning.
SEPA has been spilling water out of its plant at Tyee Lake and even turning off those turbines for periods of time in an attempt to draw down the lake level at Swan Lake. CEO Trey Acteson explained the warm, wet winter has meant a lower demand for power.
So warmer, loads are lower. Fish processing may be a little bit lower too. We haven't seen that pick up much this year.
With lakes full around the region, Petersburg and Ketchikan both can rely more on locally owned hydro plants as well before buying power from SEPA. Board member and Wrangell Electrical Superintendent Clay Hammer noted another factor.
Speaking from just strictly from Wrangell's standpoint, I know the cost of fuel dropping has really impacted our sales. Our big municipal boilers have all the ones that can, have all jumped ship and gone back to oil. And so I know that citywide that certainly has affected our revenue. So
it wasn't that long ago that SEPA was encouraging conservation and looking into potential new electrical sources to add to its system and keep up with a growing demand. In an effort to increase its capacity, the organization this spring started up a multi-million dollar project to raise the lake level at Swan Lake. Acteson reminded the board that the situation can swing back the other way rapidly.
4 years ago, four years ago, Andy, I think Ketchikan burned almost $3 million in diesel. So things can change really fast the other way. So I always have that in the back of my head that, you know, we could be sitting here a couple of years from now saying, oh, we need to build another hydro project because we're So, always something to keep in mind.
The three communities have backup diesel generators used when the system is down or if there's not enough hydropower to sell. That's not the case this year. In fact, SEPA is leasing a piece of equipment called a load bank to use some of the output from Swan Lake and help keep the lake level low while that construction is underway. Board members heard that SEPA is expecting a drop in revenue in the upcoming year because of decreased power sales. Board member Joe Nelson of Petersburg wanted to look into ways to reverse that.
I'm looking for any way to increase our system load, whether that means going to existing customers and deal with them with potentially special rates to do certain things so they don't switch back to oil, for instance. Go out to the new marijuana growers and maybe get them a special rate. Be creative. Because we can't just continue to spill the kind of water we're spilling and sit idly by. We need to be proactive.
Others on the board urged caution with the surplus. Here's Stephen Prasunka of Wrangell.
If we go out and we find new loads, that's all well and good. But then if the weather and fuel prices all go back to normal, then we may be stuck in the situation where we're having to raise rates to add more capacity to the system potentially. This situation that we're in may be temporary.
SEPA is not raising rates for the upcoming year. The board approved a wholesale power rate of 6.8 cents a kilowatt hour for the power that's sold to utilities in the three towns, and that rate hasn't changed in 18 years. The board also approved a rebate totaling $800,000 for this past year's power sales. That will be divvied up between the three communities based on their power purchases, and it essentially lowers this past year's power rate to around 6.3 cents a kilowatt hour. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Viknicki.